Desperate Glory. At War in Helmand with Britain's 16 Air Assault Brigade. By Sam Kiley. Read by Robin Bowerman. Introduction. Afghanistan's Helmand Valley has been uprooted and flipped on its side. Musa Kala is now just off the A36 in Wiltshire. I'm sipping tea with a grey-haired warrior. His eyes are filling with tears. I can hear traffic outside. A young soldier humps enormous green boxes into the corner of the room. All right here, sir. Thanks, mate. We're sitting on hard institutional chairs of metal piping and wood. I know that my ancient Land Rover is leaving an embarrassing stain of leaking radiator juice on the tarmac of the car park next to the guardhouse. It's important that I fit in. I'm a civilian, but I need to look and sound efficient. I need to get along with these men. Soon the people I am with will be trying very hard to kill other people and to stay alive themselves. I will be going with them. We're going into the Helmand Valley together, and I'm wondering how many of us will come out. What the old warrior is saying is scaring me. This is a man who's come up through the ranks from private to captain. Before his first tour of Helmand in 2006, he fought in Northern Ireland, Iraq, Kosovo, and Sierra Leone. His father was a soldier, as were two of his brothers. Lately, his son has joined the army. Warrior work has been his life. Soldiering is in his DNA. He's also a hero. He picked up a military cross for bravery in Afghanistan in 2006. I imagine he's from the tougher states of Belfast or Londonderry, where hard men drink hard and show no fear.
Nay, going back, I'm scared. I've got more trepidation.